Tonight, Mario will be presenting three pieces. One is Michael Gatanska's Shinrin-yoku, which is forest bathing, and Michael is here somewhere. There he is, all the way in the back. He's the composer. Michael Gatanska's right there. Yeah. So that will be first. Then Mari and I will be doing her Pali monologue for augmented violin and voice. You see the two microphones here. One goes into Mari's system, and one is straight. And this is a straight button that's going right in. And then there's she'll be finishing off with Eigenspace, with which she wrote. And I'm just watching to see if she's ready or not.
Thank you.
And I think she is. So, Mari Kimura.
Thank you.
Maybe Kyoko should be talking more.
So, just so that you know what I'm doing, here is my glove. I'm gonna take it while I talk because you're friends. So this is like a motion sensor that has the sensor built in with a circuit board and battery inside, and it detects what I'm doing in terms of bowing expressions. And this is made in IRCAM in Paris. I'm having a strange problem, which I never used to have, because this is the first time I use my new computer. And as, yeah, I don't know if you can see, but I have three dongles out of my new computer to talk to old videos and Ethernet and everything. So this works, but now it's on strike. So I have to excuse myself. Maybe Kyoko-san can talk a little. I don't know.
Yeah, you want me to?
Yeah.
All right.
See,
so
the problem is
that I,
yeah.
All right, so, oh, Michael, do you want to come up? And do you want to explain?
Oh, yeah,
your
he should come.
Yeah, you should come, you know? I mean, this is a great way to just, and if you want a microphone, it's right here for you. This will be great. So Michael, the composer, or the first piece will talk, and if she's not done yet, I'll talk about the second piece.
Okay. Mari had asked me to compose a piece for her. And so, based on my interests, which happen to be, aside from composing, environment, and in particular trees. So I have spent, over the past couple of years, a lot of time recording soundscapes that are actually the sound of wind blowing through different trees and in certain wind conditions. So the idea was that if I record a hemlock tree, which is a needle tree, and a spruce tree and a white pine tree in, let's say, 10-mile-an-hour winds, those soundscapes and those amplitude maps will all be different, and in fact, they are. I got interested in recording particularly hemlock trees because of the woolly adelgid infestation. The eastern hemlock tree currently, because of this infestation, will no longer exist, and it's an important tree on the eastern and native tree on the eastern side of the United States. So I'm recording that sound of that tree for posterity. Anyway, these soundscapes in this piece, Shinrin Yoku, which literally means forest bathing in Japanese, all play an essential role in how I actually put the music together. The actual form of the piece is based on an amplitude map or chart from a recording of winds blowing through a Norway spruce tree. So the linear material, dynamics, the whole micro and macro form of the piece were all based on this map, this natural map, rather than, you know, going back and looking towards, you know, the ox cart of European formal systems.
So I have a question. Why did you name Japanese? There's a word in English, and why did you choose Shinrin Yoku as a title? Is there any particular reason except I'm Japanese?
Yeah, because there are some, I might have to explain it this way, but for example, in Polish language, there are some words which are very old and have very special meaning. And in this case, I felt that that was a very old and very special word that had a different kind of meaning than just forest bathing does. So that's why I wanted to choose that.
Okay.
But anyway, essentially, the way the piece works is there are, for example, sounds of sounds, the soundscapes that are interacting with what Madi's doing on the violin and those sort of electronic sounds. And all of these things weave in and out from the beginning of the piece all the way until the end. And so let's see if we can make it work.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
She gets one too.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm gonna turn it on now.
Just a second. So this next piece is called Poly Monologue. Actually, it's kind of a work in progress version of the bigger project we're doing together in June, and we're going to be adding a classical string quartet, a cassette string quartet, and the visual graphics done by this Japanese team of programmers and a movie producer. So. We've been talking how to mix all the cultures that we have in our homes. My husband is French. My kids are French, I guess.
He's Swiss, too.
They're Swiss, too, unfortunately.
not for.
We can't call Swiss people French, right?
Yes. Well, I said unfortunate. Why did I say unfortunate? Because because I never can be Swiss. Maybe I can be Swiss.
You could be Swiss.
Yes. Well, there's a. I mean, this is off topic, but in Switzerland, women had a less rights than men until very recently. And I am a woman married to a Swiss, he's French-Swiss male, so I can get his citizenship as a spouse. And he, a Swiss male, can give his citizenship to his children, or my children. However, if you're a Swiss woman, his sister, now the law just changed like in 1980-something, that she can transmit her citizenship to her children, but her husband, who's French, can never be Swiss because she's a Swiss woman.
Wow.
I trashed the Swiss. Oh my God. That's terrible.
Oh. Can I turn this on now?
Just a second.
Okay.
Yeah, turn it on and
all right,
see.
Let's see. Let's see if it works.
See if it's alive.
All right. So it's on?
It says it's on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it reading?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's a miracle. All right.
You shouldn't say that.
I shouldn't say that. No. No, this is really the first time I'm using this computer on stage, so it's a debut. He has been a troubled child. I had to get all these adapters, spend a lot of time in Radio Shack and Apple stores. Believe me, you're going to do the same thing when you change your computer. Oh God. Okay.
So just to let you know, there's a sensor right here. And so this sensor is going to be picked up by Mari's computer.
Okay. So it's right now in a forward movement, it's going to be like 8, but the first rendition of this piece we're going to do in 4 ideas we're developing. And the first movement is called Youth.
No, Birth.
Birth, I'm sorry,
yeah.
Birth. I'm tired. The second movement is called Youth. And then the third is Anger or Conflict or something. And the last is a Cure or, how do you call that? Guérison.
Guérison, yeah.
To,
yeah.
To yeah.
Heal.
So, yeah, and she spent years in Paris as a war correspondent, right?
Well, news correspondent.
Yeah, she went to Iraq.
Yes, I did.
Anyway. So she's trilingual, and I'm, you know, faking trilingual.
I'm
so
quite fake
this
trilingual.
This is a perfect
too.
Combination. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Can you just say something in the mic?
Révélation.
Prémonition.
Je suis un peu plus de temps.
considers youth ventures. Like gregarious stars, they come together fast and furious. Nido to konai, je nasu vi duhan de vivan. Colorful. Vive. Adolescent. Jeunesse. A man that studieth revenge keeps his own wounds clean. Nekyo. Conquérir. Rage. Désir. Surmonter.
Thank you.
Okay, so the last piece is about 6 minutes long, and the graphics are actually the same. What happened was the next piece came first, and these are the same people who are doing the graphics for our big project. So I kind of expanded what I did 2 years ago. It's called Eigenspace, and this time I'm just going to be alone.
Thank you.
so much for, I didn't know that it was raining. Is it raining? Like, really?
It was.
It was? Thank you so much for coming in the rain. Thank you.